All right, during this election cycle, one thing that's become clear, the media has become a story, a target. All signs point to subjective, opinionated news shops either protecting the status quo or just too resource-strapped to tell all the stories the right way. That's not new, and it goes way beyond elections. And it's not just with political coverage. We've seen several stories where the press has been called out for not understanding the backstory or not being trustworthy because they're coming into a neighborhood they don't know and quickly turning a generic story on Deadline. Very familiar story there. Enter the City Bureau. City Bureau is the brainchild of four young Chicagoans, Daryl Holiday, Bettina Chang, Andrea Hart, and Harry Backlund. It's really a response to the traditional newsrooms in Chicago and a voice for some Chicago communities on the south and west sides. It's also a lab to train journalists to cover said neighborhoods, and in studio with me tonight is one of the founders, Harry Backlund. Harry, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much, Justin. That was a beautiful introduction to City Bureau.
Huh, there you go. So why City Bureau? Why do we need it?
So City Bureau responds to some issues that some of the founders were feeling in the way that journalism operates in Chicago. The four of us were all coming out of different areas in journalism. I come out of local newspaper publishing. Daryl Holiday has been a reporter in the city for a long time, a crime reporter, then a local neighborhood beat reporter. Andrea Hart's an educator, works with media and youth. Bettina Chang's an editor. All of us were working different jobs in journalism and observing some of the same problems, some of the same contradictions. And so really it just, you know, started over beers talking about what could be better and what would happen if we put some of these together.
I kind of articulated some of those problems. Let's get into the specifics of it. I mean,
sure.
You know, you're talking about what were the things that turned you off about journalism in Chicago?
We really want to see more nuanced coverage of issues facing the city, especially on the south and west sides of the city. You know, one of the most fundamental contradictions we see, there's a fixation on the violence on the south and west sides. We see it everywhere. It's becoming an issue in the election. Chicago is now known for that nationally and even internationally. And yet the standards for storytelling about that issue are pretty low. Like, we weren't seeing the kinds of stories that we wanted to read. And from our own reporting, our own experiences working in the neighborhoods, we could see so many stories that weren't being told. Really fundamentally is what inspired City Bureau.
That's a big issue. And you hear this a lot from communities, and we've had people in here. We just were talking with the Chicago Urban League last week about that is becoming almost a problem in the sense that the narrative is crystallizing for Chicago or Chicagoans, even how we view our own city, and it's not necessarily accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. So where City Bureau picks up, we started looking at the process by which these stories are made. So how journalism works, basically, and breaking down the different elements, thinking about how somebody becomes a reporter, what it takes for a story to get out, why certain stories are covered and why they're not. And what we do on the day-to-day is bring people together, bring journalists together, get citizens involved, and try to write stories and cover these issues in new ways. And then we publish the results with professional media outlets so that the coverage really gets out there.
From your experience in journalism and the four of you, we talked about sort of strapped resources.
Absolutely.
And we hear, dwindling sort of sources in general. I mean, there's really, you know, two newspapers in town and a couple of alternative sites and things of that nature. But we've seen less and less institutions that are covering Chicago news. You know, when we talk about that, I mean, that's a reality. How does that play out? I mean, how do we see that playing out with some of the major institutions in town, the idea of being strapped with resources?
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's also really critical to our approach. We hear the frustrations that people have with media and we understand them. People are not wrong to be frustrated with the media. We also know that there is no like person hiding behind the curtain of media making it bad, right? This is a systemic problem. It's a structural problem. And we want to think that way when we think about fixing it.
And that's a big part. We hear this a lot in this election that a certain newspaper or a certain mainstream media is out to get, you know, that this is all, every story that they put out is out to get a candidate. And you hear this from both sides.
Yep.
But, you know, as we talk about it, that's not really the case. I mean, do you sense an opinion in the journalism that's coming out of Chicago? Do you sense, can you, and your group at City Bureau, can you feel like when you're reading something about a community or about a story of violence, that there is sort of a bent to it?
It's a really interesting question. You know, we start from the assumption that as reporters, our experiences have shaped our assumptions, that our experiences shape not just like the opinions that we have on the surface, but actually how we perceive and interact with the world. Mm. That's why we diversity in journalism and in newsrooms is fundamental to what we do. We're explicit that we're out to have more reporters of color working in journalism, because we think that diversity is really the lifeblood of good civic media.
Because you have different points of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. When you talk about whether there's a bias, if you have a newsroom, and this is, I think it was Poynter that came out with a study recently that said most newsrooms have one or zero reporters of color. If you have a newsroom like that and you're trying to cover cities in a place like Chicago, you're going to fall short in your coverage.
A lot of the stewards of journalism will say, no, this is an objective medium. Here's how you tell a story. They're classes. I mean, I took the classes, journalism classes at Columbia College. Here's how you do it. Here's a block graph. Here's how to lead. Mm-hmm. Here's the third thing. There shouldn't be any of your opinion that's put in.
Yeah.
But I've had bosses and very interesting people who said that that's just not possible. Human beings are not objective. And we continue to go back to this idea that we are objective, or, you know, the news has to be objective, when inherently it can't be.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we start from that assumption, too, that we come to journalism with our own biases. I should say, too, we love journalism. I mean, we also come out of this tradition of journalism. You know, we want to fix journalism. We want to solve these problems and make it better. When you think about the biases that we have and this work of trying to be objective, I think the thing is, we think that you can work to be objective, you can check your own assumptions, but we're all coming to that from different places. So what it means for me to be objective about a particular story is going to be very different from what another reporter with their own experiences is going to have to do to be objective. So if you have a newsroom full of reporters who have similar experiences, and if there are whole pieces of the city that are missing from the newsroom, it's going to affect the conversation.
And when you have to go cover said community and you don't have anyone who understands that community, you're going to fall back on the assumptions of the reporter, but also just sort of going through the motions. And sometimes journalism has to be more than just going through the motions. Harry Backlund's one of the co-founders of City Bureau, which is a project that has a Kickstarter for the public newsroom,
indeed.
Is the idea open up. And that's a lot has to do with the concept of training journalists, but bringing people in from the South and West Side to learn journalism. What do you teach them there? I mean, is it the same kind of tenets that they're teaching at the journalism schools at the universities here, or is it something different?
I think a lot of it's the same. We do teach fundamentals of journalism. So I can walk you through the mechanics really quick, too. We run in cycles of 10 weeks, and we have teams of reporters. Each team is headed by an experienced reporter, and they work with younger reporters who are there to learn some skills. And they each take a story on long term and publish around that issue as the cycle goes on. And there's different parts to it. Probably the best for teaching is once a week we all get together in our newsroom in Woodlawn for an evening, and we sit down. We often bring in a reporter from the outside to talk about a particular skill in journalism. We always cover FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act. We always talk about data. We talk about interviewing. And then we'll break up into groups and have people work through issues that they're dealing with, or look at drafts, whatever's helpful for the reporting. But we teach a lot of the journalism fundamentals, probably the same stuff that they're teaching up at Medill. We also make space for really intentional conversations about what is happening in journalism and what our relationships are to it. That's happened several times in the last couple of months, where we just kind of pause everything and think through something together.
I think there's much, much more to talk about. And, you know, I'd love to talk about it on the shows with you guys and others. But, you know, this concept that many people who are, we've seen this with protests. whether it be over police shootings. We saw this with the Laquan McDonald protest, where a lot of the leaders of the movements that were protesting here, the activists who were organizing, they don't want to reach out to mainstream media. They don't want mainstream media, the newspapers or other, to tell their story because they feel like so many times before they've gotten the story wrong.
Yeah.
And that is something that I think is hard to get everybody to understand, that the news is not necessarily the truth. So oh, yeah. I being someone who's in the news, I'm trying to understand that myself as we try to do any story, that, you know, it is a, so you can understand. So is that something that is that the City Bureau wants to get involved in? I mean, how do you tell the stories in the right way or in an authentic way, better or differently than what we get from the stories that are being told from the newspapers?
Sure. You know, I could talk a little bit about some of the ways that we invite communities to participate in the production of journalism. So we often will have, we do this in different ways. The biggest, we have open houses. We just did one last weekend at our newsroom. It was called Reporting in the Open, where we set up tables in a big room in our office and invited the public in to look over the materials that we actually use to report these stories. And then we had each team of journalists that we're working with right now give a presentation about their story. So they actually walked the public through the process of reporting a particular story. And they asked questions. They were upfront about what they learned along the way, what they were wrong about when they went into it, what they still want to learn, sources that they're looking for. And it's been really productive, not just for the public to see the process of journalism, but it's an effective reporting tool to, you know, get up on a stage and share with the public what you're working on.
The last portion of this, and City Bureau has to deal with this with a lot of different startups too, is the audience. At what point do you have to think about who's reading this, if they're going to read it? And, you know, the same sort of issues that many other startups and traditional news gatherers have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Harry Backlund is the co-founder of City Bureau. It's a new project to bring a sort of a new newsroom, a public newsroom to Chicago. Public newsroom is on Kickstarter. You can find all that stuff if you look up City Bureau. Harry, thanks so much for taking some time out coming out tonight.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks, Justin.